seeing the most again tonight?
It's a little different style of hockey game in here. We'll get a pretty good group of players that have played in the NHL, and there'll be quite a bit of speed to the game.
Yeah.
So we've got some skaters that kind of we were looking to see how well they do in the grind, and now we've got some skaters that should have a little bit more open ice to play with, but also so will they. So you got to check the speed tonight.
Guys were saying there's going to be a lot more. They feel there's going to be some more ice space tonight than there was in St. Paul the other night.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Edmonton's working on not giving much ice either, and they're certainly going to create some with some of the guys. And Connor, if he's if he gets into the lineup tonight, that'll be a little different level of speed for our defense.
Coach, as we reach the midway point of your preseason schedule here with now only three remaining, is it fair to say that some of these guys, this could be their last opportunity to make a big impression on you?
Well, it's definitely. Tonight's an important night. Tomorrow we're going to lean this group down. So getting into that last line or two or the last couple of pair of defensemen, this is the night we'll make those decisions.
Get a chance to, just given how many guys are seem to be kind of slated into the lineup already and all these other guys that are coming in will eventually right. Maybe move down to the Moose. Are you getting some looks at guys that maybe you haven't seen in previous years, guys like Chase DeLeo, guys that, who are getting ample minutes in meaningful games?
Starting to watch them. We'll get Spasik in tonight. The guy over the last couple of years has had good camps, but he was too young at that point, and now he's going to turn pro. So Sammy Nuku gets in the lineup, so some new players as well. And it's an important time, right? Because now they're beyond, they're not coming out of amateur sports. They're coming out of from a year of pro hockey. They have a pretty good handle on what we're trying to do. So we're looking for that growth.
How much attention do you pay to the AHL club and maybe what culture goes there and what roles guys will play? And
Well, quite a bit. Pascal and I talk about the players there quite a bit, about the personalities, how they're working in the room. The hockey part of it, we've got time for the to grow and mature, and how they fit in the room, what kind of people they are. We talk about how they work in the weight room, on the ice. We talk about that an awful lot. And then Pascal is... it's a different job for him, right? He's teaching every day and nurturing every day, and it's a little bit more of a capitalist feeling here, right? You got a producer, there's a problem. So he does a wonderful job. He's a disciplinarian, really smart guy. But right from the time I came in, he cares about each one of these guys, the guys he's having problems with, the guys he loves. He puts a fair amount of emotion into it. I think we've got a real good setup there. We've sent kids down to have them improve and brought them back up, and it's, for me, night and day in terms of their five-on-five. The stuff that maybe the casual person watching the game, what he's doing away from the puck, a great improvement. Kyle, Connor, for sure, from Jack Roslovic last year. Nick Petan the year prior, I thought when he came back, he was a different-looking player.
Brought you absolute power for a moment. How many games would you make up preseason?
I like seven. I like the way it is. Because the last one you're getting fairly close to your group. Six is kind of a good number to get your goaltenders through. If the first four, everybody gets the older guys get a couple of games in. And then for me, the last three, it's on. The camps are just so short, right? So that's nine. We get 9 days of practice, seven games, and 2 days off that are mandatory. And we're dropping the puck, which is night and day from 20 years ago. We get 5 weeks, we bring 60 guys in, and it was just, the last 30 guys standing made the team. So there's not as much time to try out as there used to be, and I'm fine with that, right? You go to the American League, you learn your craft. In my mind, you almost make the team out of the American League. You become that good of a player there that when you're coming up, you're not in pencil quite as much.
A guy like Brennan, who seemed to play his game in his first preseason yep. game against, and then got away with it a little bit. Is that because he had more ice time and was thinking too much, or what would be the reasoning behind him? This is him saying he got away from his game a little bit more.
Yeah, it was a little more impactful in the first game. Some of it's wear and tear. I thought that was true of all of them. And he was playing with a different group of guys, and he's playing against a different group of guys. There's such a difference in talent level between the top end and the fourth line. Now, the fourth line can grind, and they do some things very, very well that your top end guys can't. But roles are so important in this league. Matchups to an extent are important. A guy that's a really good, kind of skilled third-line guy, a lot of times that's his spot because The difference between the 1-2 defensemen on most teams and the 5-6 night and day, and that's true of the third lines and what you can accomplish against those lines. So he saw a little different matchup, played in a little different hole, and I think fatigue had the same effect on all the players. They were trying. They were working as hard as they could, but their legs weren't quite as there. But that's true of every team. Every team is pushing their teams now. Everybody's sore.